Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
And Salvation Army in Roseburg looking for some help. Captains Christy and Brent Church from the Salvation Army with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good this morning. Talk about some of the efforts you're dealing with to help those that have been displaced, and just a lot of issues with the recent wildfires. A lot of people lost their homes, and you're out there trying to help. Tell us more.
So what we're doing right now, or we've been doing for the past month or so, is feeding those that are housed in hotels near our area through the Red Cross. So we've been continuing the feeding, and we are doing this until end of the month, as far as we were told. So we just need some volunteers to help us package the meals that are prepared, and we also need delivery drivers to the hotels. So we have several shifts going on throughout the day.
Tell us more about what it's been like to interact with these folks.
Interaction, obviously, it's hardship. They don't have anything to go back to. Some folks do have homes to go back to. Obviously, they still have to clean up and make sure it is livable. The folks that don't have their homes, they are needing everything, clothing. They're needing, you know, assistance with food. Some folks needing assistance with cell phone minutes because they need, that's the only way, you know, Red Cross or the FEMA can contact them. So we've been trying to help with the cell phone bills. Any necessary bills that they need, we're trying to get that assistance through. So our effort is mainly to keep them just motivated, keep them going, so they know that the help is out there.
Now, I know at the beginning of things, as this evolved, you had a lot of other items available for people who had lost everything or lost a lot. Is that still going on?
Yes. What we've been doing is actually talking with the Glide Middle School. They have the distribution site set up. So we are now, on Saturday actually, taking all the donations that we've received in regards to hygiene and clothing. We're moving it to Glide, which is a centralized location. And for us, we are still taking in food donations. We are still taking in monetary donations as well, so we can help the folks with bills and so forth. Thankfully, what we've seen is the community just coming together trying to help as much as they can. So we are still referring folks to, let's say, if they want to donate house. Clothing or hygiene items, it goes to Glide. Everything else stays here. Through Salvation Army, we also have clothing vouchers and, you know, household items vouchers, furniture vouchers. So that's going to be probably coming into play later on down the road for the folks that they need certain items to get them by.
So let's talk about specifics of what volunteers are doing in terms of these lunches and dinners.
So what we need is two shifts. So lunch shift starts at 11, and they come to the Salvation Army, 3130 Northeast Stevens, and the food is already prepared by us. So and the volunteers. So they just help us. It's like an assembly line, and they package the meals, put it in bags. The bags are labeled with the hotel room number and how many people are in each room, and we line them up. And then the drivers come at 12 for lunch shift, and they take them to the hotels. And then we also have dinner shift, which also is breakfast shift as well. We put it together and deliver at the same time. So they show up at 4:45, and then the drivers show up at 6 p.m.
Now, are you hoping that volunteers can help a certain number of days a week, or is there some flexibility there? How does that work?
There are flexibilities. I actually have calendar or the schedules made up all the way through end of the month, and they can sign up for however many days they are able to do. If they have to cancel, they can cancel. We don't really, you know, if you signed up, you have to be there. I know emergencies happen or life happens, you know. So we're just trying to have at least six to eight folks for lunch shift and about 10 to 12 people for dinner shift. And like Tuesday for lunch, we only have four people signed up. And dinner, we only have three, four people signed up as well. So we need volunteers. And we take kids, too. You know, families bring their kids. We make sure that they're not, you know, doing the hot stuff, you know, touching the hot stuff. But we have water, we have chips, or we have forks that need to be placed into the bags that the kids can do that or do the breakfast packaging. So we have things for pretty much all ages.
Captain Christy Church from the Salvation Army in Roseburg, anything else people should know about how they can help out?
They can call my cell phone, 503-313-3438, with any questions in regards to the fires and how they want to help. And also, I just want to thank the community for just stepping up and helping us to do this. And the volunteers they've been serving for the past month have been wonderful. And I just want to reassure them that we can't do this without their help. So kudos to them.
All right, 503-313-3438, Salvation Army on Northeast Stevens and Roseburg. Captain Christy Church, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you so much.
838 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.